Welcome to the 15-question pop quiz from Megillah Daf Chav Ches, plus three bonus questions from previous Maseches. Number one, which daf do you learn that anyone who learns halachos every day is muftach to go to Olam Haba? That's on Daf Chav Ches. Good. Number two, which daf do you learn what one can do with tashmishei mitzah and tashmishei kedusha that are no longer used? That's on Daf Chavav. Good. Number three, which daf do you learn that one who needs to call someone out of shul should sit down in the shul first and learn a little? That's on Daf Chav Ches. Good. Number four, which daf do you learn the difference between coming to shul and leaving on Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Yom Kippur? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number five, which daf do you learn that we do not sell city shuls since they belong to the public? That's on Daf Chavav. Good. Number six, which daf are two different reasons given as to why the person doing maftir gets so many kibudim? That's on Daf Chav Dalet. Good. Number seven, which daf do you learn that one was not permitted to rent out beds for money in Yerushalayim? That's on Daf Chavav. Good. Number eight, which daf do you learn that you can put one Sefer Torah on top of another? That's on Daf Chav Zayin. Good. Number nine, which daf do we have a Malchokas? How to split two Aliyahs in a Parsha of five Psukim? That's on Daf Chav Beis. Good. Number ten, which daf do we have when Rabbi Zera said one of the reasons he was Zochet to live a long life is that he never got angry in his home? That's on Daf Chav Ches. Good. Number 11, which daf do we learn that we read and translate the first story of the Chet Ha'Egel, so it should be a Kapara? That's on Daf Chav Hei. Good. Number 12, which daf do we have Malchus Rabbi Yudan Chachamim whether a public shul can be sold to a private individual? That's on Daf Chav Zayin. Good. Number 13, which daf do we have Malchus whether a Summa, a blind person, can be porous al Shema and recite the Baracha of Yotzer Ma'oros? That's on Daf Chav Dalet. Good. Number 14, which daf do we learn that Rabbi Zakkai said one of the reasons he was Zochet to live a long life is that he always made Kiddush with wine? That's on Daf Chav Zayin. Good. And number 15, which daf do we learn the source for 10 men being required for a Davar Shebekedusha? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good. Now the three bonus questions. Number one, which daf do we discuss whether an Esrog that is a Trefa is possible? That's on Daf Amud Vav and Sukkah. Good. Number two, which daf do we learn the six different causes for the festive day of Tu B'Av? That's on Daf Laman and Tainus. Good. And number three, which daf do we learn that one may not cover the blood of a koi that was shechted on Yantav? That's on Daf Chesem Beya. Excellent. All right, that concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu. Wishing you a great day and great learning.